Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? A couple audio issues here. We're not sure exactly why we don't have the regular quality to start the program, but last time I checked, you can still hear me now, and that's all that matters.
What?
Doug Burgum is going to join us at the top of the show. You can hear me, Todd, right?
You
hear
me? I can hear you.
Come in, Tokyo.
That was sarcasm. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, sorry. We don't always have guests at the beginning of the program, but when we do, they're worth you leaning into and listening to here on the program. So Governor Burgum will join us, accommodating his schedule. I understand he's off to a National Governors Association meeting later. So we said, come on in at the beginning of the program today. Congressman Kelly Armstrong in an hour. And we're also going to talk workforce issues today and more of your calls, questions, and comments on the program we call What's on Your Mind. When the governor's on, you fellas let me know, and we'll get right to our conversations with him today on the program. Welcome your calls for him, too. Two ways to ask a question to the governor. Call us, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us at our all-new number. All right? And that number is 701-237-1590. That's the text line, 24/7 for What's on Your Mind. Brand-new number. 701-237-1590. Governor Doug Burgum is here. Morning, Governor.
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you as well. Let's start on COVID. It feels like we're getting back into a all-hands-on-deck mode here to manage the situation. We spent 45 minutes yesterday with Mike LeBeau from Sanford Health, talked about the numbers, where they're increasing, what to do. One issue that I continue to be a little dismayed at is this sort of mask-shaming, vax-shaming mode that's going on. So I want to start there and just talk about, from everything you know, from the first time you heard the word COVID to now, you know, the stance that the state of North Dakota will take, the stance the U.S. governor will take related to health freedom. Should people make individual decisions on this? Do you support health freedom?
Well, Scott, I've been saying since the very beginning that it's not what government does, it's what people do, and so that hasn't changed since the very beginning, and part of our job at the state is to get information out to people so that they can make the best decisions for themselves and their families.
Should that decision be informed by a government, in other words, a governor or a health apparatus that comes from government, or should it come from their own doctor?
Well, we think the best place for people and the most trusted source of information is for people to talk to their own medical provider. And so that's what we've also been saying all along this whole way. And I think, that hasn't changed at all since the beginning.
So health freedom and one-on-one dialogue with your doctor to make a decision informed with the information that is going to come from all kinds of sources, obviously the state health department. Did a great job of that last time, knowing the numbers, watching the numbers. But health freedom should be number one, is what I hear you saying. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that can be misinterpreted, because I think when we think about health freedom, I mean, people right now, when you've got a Delta variant that's as contagious as measles, people can choose, I'm going to take a risk of getting Delta and what the consequences of that might be for me or my family or my friends, or I can get now you have a choice to get it. It's different. You asked about 18 months ago. Now we've got a FDA approved, safe, effective vaccine that people can choose on their own research and decide, talk to their own doctor if they want to do it. And if they, choose the vaccine, then they've got a much, much better odds of not getting COVID, not getting hospitalized, or if people are, you know, have a immunocompromised system, much less chance of dying from COVID. So people can take a look at the data and say, do I want to take a risk with being unvaccinated and eventually getting COVID, because likely it's just going to keep spreading around, or get a vaccination and protect myself and protect those around there. But yeah, that's a free choice that people can make.
And I think we've learned also that COVID is not a death sentence if you do get it, right? The therapies that are out there now, with there's more data on all of that. I talked to a home health care nurse this morning who has treated people that were on ventilators, elderly couple, both on ventilators, both came home, both survived. Had another story of someone with 4 or 5 nodes disabled in their lungs. In other words, you can't be much more health compromised than that in a respiratory disease, and survived it. We don't tend to talk about those things, but again, I'm with you. I just think people need to make these decisions informed with the right thing. I think that best way to do it is to bring that doctor to patient. It seems to me it's almost a little creepy. To the fact that you've got people that shame you if you don't have the vaccine and come to a family reunion, or that you've made a personal health or religious choice not to have the vaccine based on the fact that you understand the risks if you don't get it. Mandated vaccines are a thing now for employees. And let me just ask you that. Kristi Noem came out and said, if the government illegally mandates vaccines, she plans to take every action available under the law to protect South Dakotans from the federal government. Is that a stance you would take in North Dakota?
Well, I would also just say Kristi has also said that if a company, she's asked the question, if we're going to tell companies what they can and can't do, then where do we stop there? Because I think we all believe in local control. We believe in private enterprise making their own decisions based on what industries they're in and doing that. So. And I certainly believe in local control, and so I think that's these decisions ought to be made by those organizations that best, fit them. Our military is going to require vaccines, and I don't have an issue with that because I think it's about force protection. If someone's got a 29% chance better of not ending up hospitalized because they have the vaccine versus if they don't, I think, again, when we're talking about national security, health organizations have required flu shots forever. Universities and schools have required vaccines for people to attend when they've got, shared space. They're sharing their breathing space. They're in classrooms together. These things have been around for decades, been around since polio. I mean, I had an uncle that was paralyzed his whole life because of polio. And so it is vaccines are fiscally conservative. You spend, a dollar or nothing on a vaccine, and then you save all kinds of, billions and billions of federal dollars on health care costs. So there's a lot of practical reasons, far short of mandates, why people would choose either for fiscally conservative reasons to not spend taxpayer dollars on health care, or it's because of national security or other reasons. There's a lot of reasons why people would just make a choice that they want to do this. But at the end of the day, people can make their own decisions. But there's some very practical, pragmatic, and fiscally conservative reasons why health prevention is better than health care is better than sick care.
Yeah, and by the way, Kristi Noem had the vaccine, and she did say everything you said. But the question was, if the federal government comes in and says, North Dakota, you must, she's saying she's going to take every action under the law to protect South Dakota from that. And I'm specifically asking about a federal mandate. In other words, not local control, a federal mandate. Is that something you would fight as well?
Well, absolutely, because we believe in states' rights, and we push back on the feds on everything from, primacy on CO2 storage wells to, EPA regional haze rules, whatever. I mean, we're in a constant battle against the feds because we believe that the states created the federal government, not the other way around.
Yeah, good point. More on that in a minute. I want to also pivot now to drought relief, and not a day goes by we don't hear from especially ranchers right now, who are probably the tip of the spear on this drought battle because they're feeding, their cattle cattails to actually get some beef on, or just selling the herd and quitting. There's been talk of a special session related to, obviously, redistricting and also guidance on COVID dollars being spent, but I've not heard anything related to drought relief and specific things that the state could do for low or no interest loans as one other option. Do you support that tenet of the next special session whenever it happens?
Well, absolutely, but I don't even know that we need to wait for that. I mean, we still have a mechanism, although it's been impaired by some legislative action, because there's always been a tool available in North Dakota for things when we have emergencies like a drought. We have the Emergency Commission has the ability to pass appropriations that get passed on to the budget section of the legislature that doesn't require a special session, doesn't require the whole body coming together, and that's been effective in past emergencies, whether they're flood or drought emergencies. Certainly was effective in the 2017 drought, and so there's always a possibility we can get that group together to add more dollars on top for things like hay hauling that would could help assist, like we did in 2017, where we put a program together. The State Water Commission, separate from the legislature, has already put together $6 million of relief for farmers from drought relief. And, of course, our CODEL, Senator Hovind, Kramer Armstrong, they're working on trying to get some federal relief in the billions of dollars for drought for North Dakota.
Hold that thought. More with Governor Doug Burgum on a couple other hot topics as well. Your questions or comments, welcome. Stack it up here for us and what's on your mind. More of the governor after this.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. The home cooking is on. The grab-and-go convenience. 49 cents for any soda, any size. Yeah, that's not a bad deal. A month long, by the way, at PetroServe USA. But I'll just tantalize you with this. Swedish meatballs or lasagna, the choice in Valley City, PetroServe USA today. at Swedish Meatballs, West Main Avenue, 12th Avenue, Lasagna and NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. A lot happening there, by golly. Swedish Meatballs in Glendon today, and Mac and Beef Hot Dish in Euland, PetroServe USA. Back with more with Governor Doug Burgum. We were talking about the special session before and the emergency tools that you have. I was half insulted when I saw the first proposal at a low-interest loan at a number that was, basically anybody could go into a farm credit agency and get the same number. Shouldn't the Bank of North Dakota do a low or at-cost interest rate just as one other option here? Nobody wants more debt. I don't think it's any kind of a solution. But some of these people are going to sell the herd and be done. They're going to quit. We hear from them every day. If they're given the ability to fight and live for another day, they might do it. Otherwise, you lose it, and that's a real long-term cost as well. Can't we do something else with this asset known as the Bank of North Dakota to help these folks right now?
Well, we did at the Industrial Commission just recently approve $150 million for two loan programs specifically related to drought. The first one was a livestock drought loan program. That'll cover broadly any ag-related costs incurring as a result of the 2021 drought. And then the second one is a livestock rebuilder loan program. It's designed to strengthen the industry post-drought by providing a financing program to help producers who had to reduce the size of their herd, whether it was due to lack of access to water or feed, but help them rebuild their herds. And so those are two things. And, talk to your local banker and make sure your local banker is talking to the Bank of North Dakota. But those are two brand-new programs funded at a level of $150 million.
What's the interest rate? What was the interest rate approved? Do you remember?
I don't think it's a fixed rate. I would just, again, talk to your banker on that. But interest rates are quite low right now. We know that the last thing that some people need is more debt. But, again, we're trying to overturn every stone and create every program we can, whether it's the Water Commission, the Industrial Commission, Emergency Commission, Land Board, everybody, all the commissions that are working together as all in one to try to make sure that we can help all of our producers and do everything we can. You know, at the federal level, I think that we've got a much better situation for those that are grain producers and row crop producers because while there are challenges with crop insurance, there is a bit of a backstop there in federal dollars when you're the livestock producers in North Dakota. They're much less of a safety net, and so a lot of the attention we've been driving through state programs to focus on livestock producers.
Question back to our previous topic from a listener texted, if vaccines are mandated, who's going to compensate for vaccine injury or death?
Well, I think that also the question also relates to, EUA, and now I would think with the now that we've got the first and there'll be more coming of FDA approved vaccines, then the liability rules are pretty clear. Then once approved, then it goes back on the vaccine manufacturer.
All right, let's go to Chris in Garrison. Question for Governor Doug Burgum here. Let me take this right here. Go ahead, Chris, your question for the governor.
Okay, so is there any, are you guys thinking at all about any government agencies like the DOT doing vaccine mandates? For keeping your job and that, because all three of my kids have had COVID. I just had COVID, and it really doesn't seem that like anything worse. It doesn't seem like it's affected any of us that bad. I just can't understand why we're doing so much control over this.
Well, I'm pleased for you and your kids that it was yet a mild case, but this disease is pretty random. And we had over 1,000 people die in North Dakota in October, November, December last year. We had 13 people die from it in August. Two more passed away today due to COVID. And we've all got people. Somebody that I work with is in his 30s, and he's in the hospital in Bismarck right now. So it is unpredictable in terms of outcomes, but for some of the lucky ones, it hasn't as much impact. But others it has a very severe impact. But no thoughts on NDDOT for vaccines for NDDOT workers.
All right, Chris, appreciate the call. Another texter says the inventor of the mRNA vaccine said don't ever take these shots. The governor seems to be in the pocket of Big Pharma. Needs to stand up for individual rights, not corporations' rights, to mandate the shot or lose livelihoods. Response to that, Doug?
Well, I don't even know how to respond to that, because I've been saying, I can just keep saying again, individual responsibility. People have to make their own personal choices on this thing, but I also believe that, coming from the private sector, government shouldn't be telling the private sector what they can and can't do, just like we shouldn't be telling individuals what they can and can't do. Everyone's got to make up their own choices. And vaccines have been one of the things in the history of humankind that have actually, helped change the world from the positive. And we've, whether it's eradicating, entire disease classes, and which will again happen. Anybody that's got kids like me and myself, one of the biggest things in the next 50 years will be things where we can actually eliminate disease classes. I mean,
those are all stats available to everybody. We had Dr. Mike Lobo on the program yesterday. He said 90% of the people in the hospital right now in North Dakota are unvaccinated. 98% of the deaths currently are unvaccinated. So that's an argument for the vaccine, but what the governor's saying is that's a decision you make, because it's also not a death sentence. And I've given you some examples of that. So, I mean, the information is there for people to choose what to do. Question from another listener says, does the governor know if the Department of Health in North Dakota allows for prescribing ivermectin or HCQ? I sent a question to the department a month ago, and they have not responded. What about therapies?
Well, we have got North Dakota was a leader last fall. We saved a lot of lives with the work that we were doing on monoclonal antibodies for people that became infected, got care quickly before their symptoms worsened, and got an infusion of monoclonal antibodies. We saved lots and lots of lives with that. That's still going on in North Dakota. So if you have underlying health conditions, are elder, whatever, and you do test positive for COVID right now with the Delta variant, you should talk to your health care provider. There is information on the healthcare site, the DOH site, about the therapeutics that are available. But if we can grab that individual's name, Scott, that hasn't had a call back, I'll make sure that our health department calls them back and answers their specific question, because we want to make sure that people know that there are therapies available, therapeutics available if people do get sick, and they can save lives.
All right, and we will do that. Appreciate that, Governor. Also, Amanda in Castleton has a question on a personal case. We're going to get that information from you off the air, Amanda. Get that to the governor as well. And safe travels to the NGA, flying the flag for North Dakota. National Governors Association's meeting soon. The governor on his way there. Thanks for the time today. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
More after this. We'll do some open phone time. Jose in Minot has a question for me, too. Ryan in Minot, more coming up.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican and a Democrat lawmaker leave the safety of the United States and travel to Afghanistan unannounced Tuesday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled against the Biden administration Tuesday and is demanding the Remain in Mexico immigrant program be put back into law. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow, where they've got a flash sale going on, which means this could go away tomorrow, which means you better take advantage of it today. If you do not have the best sheets money can buy, these are Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow, now would be the time to do it. To say, I'm going to order these because they're $49.99, regularly $109.99. I want to remind you that every MyPillow product comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Sleep on these suckers for 59 nights and go, and that just doesn't, I don't know what Scott's saying about this because it doesn't do it for me. Send it back, get your money back. 10-year warranty, if any time, any kind of, hey, what's happened to the corners on these things? And that, I hate putting sheets on. I hate it. Is that a guy thing?
I think it is.
Do you hate putting them on?
Oh, yeah.
I want to know how the hotels get them on so tight.
Oh, my God.
You can't even get in the bed. It's like, what an art. Come on, guys. You need room for me in there.
And these things have these giant pockets, so you can actually get them underneath the mat. We have like a thick mattress.
I love them.
And they're so good, you can't believe it. My wife giggles at me because I complain every time. Oh, the sheets, I got to. And it's a sport for her to watch me struggle to put them on. But all that ended with my pillow. It all ended. See, I think
women like to.
Yep, you can work the other way.
Exactly.
I think women like to watch guys struggle with that.
It's a sport for them.
Get a thrill on that, you know.
It's a sport for them. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, right now, $49.99, and you're buying it from a patriot who's fighting for election integrity, who fights for those that are suffering and have challenges in recovery. Mike did. Mike's book is phenomenal. $7.99, you get a book that is a life lessons on. And guess what, folks? You're going to have trouble in this life. You will. That's in the good book. You're going to have trouble. Question is, what do you do when that comes? And Mike tells the story of 19 near-death experiences, and his journey's phenomenal. Crack cocaine was his poison. Alcohol before that. 800-506-9028 is the number for this deal. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com.
I got a question on Mike. I have had at least a dozen friends, family, text me, anything come out of the cyber symposium that we've heard of yet?
Well, a ton did.
Any traction as far as the case goes?
Yeah.
Anything you've heard?
I think there's a lot of legislators that took the data they got and now are bringing it back to the state. In fact, I got an email from somebody yesterday that the state legislature in North Dakota wants to do a forensic audit.
Okay.
Because we did have one attack.
At least we're looking.
Right. And others are doing as well. Jeff Magrum, Jeff Hoverson, and one other name that escapes me, legislators that were actually there from North Dakota. Senator Kevin Cramer had staff there.
Yep.
Okay. Now, there was a lot of coverage of that related to all kinds of nefarious things going on with the data, where, in other words, Mike was releasing the data so all these cyber experts could see it, but there were bad actor cyber experts there who said, we're going to plant poison pills in the data. So they had to go hard stop on what they were releasing. And as usual, there are many people that don't want you to know what happened in the way we count votes.
Oh, boy, is there.
So ask yourself that. It's sort of like this COVID thing. Whether you decide to have the vaccine or don't have the vaccine is a personal decision. I see on Twitter right now, guess what's trending? Hashtag COVID-22. You get it? Not COVID-19, COVID-22, because we're talking about the new wave of COVID. I'm so tired, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so tired of the 20% of people who think they need to decide for me how I should care for my own health.
Thank you.
Screw you. This is not something we should do. And by the way, these are the same people who run around and tell you, it's a baby. It's a baby. It's my choice.
Squirrels have had more time to do this because...
Squirrels? Where did the squirrels come from? There's some weird thing just going on. Somebody talking about squirrels.
That's something fire on my computer.
Maybe they're telling me this is a squirrel trail I'm getting down. I don't think so. The point is, the 20% of the people who want to say, you will get the vaccine or you will not go to a family reunion, you must get this or you're going to die. These same people are the people who say, it's my right to choose whether or not to kill a baby. That's personal health.
So my body, my choice isn't an absolute then.
Yeah, yeah. My body, my choice. So now I'm going to say something that's going to tick some people off. There's 20% of people who are scared to death of all this and believe that the vaccine is a death sentence. Okay? I'm not sure I like either extreme. I think I'm somewhere in the 60% to say, well, I'm going to believe the data right now from Israel, as an example, that there are ways you get COVID with the vaccine, right? Now, North Dakota today, 90% of the hospitalized, no vaccine. 95%. So I think there's data that says your best chance of not getting it is from the vaccine. Okay? I believe that data. Now, sadly, that number is plummeting. Like, and we see that in Israel first, where everybody's been poked, and they still have issues. I think they're down to 40-some percent of effectiveness from the vaccine versus where we are at right now, about 65%. Decide for yourself what you want to do. Decide for yourself. Get your own data. What is criminal, and I mean criminal right now, and we all ought to fight against in this country, is the idea that ivermectin works. No, it doesn't! Don't tell people the therapy works! Wait a minute. HCQ worked for me. Shut up! You can't say that! You're going to kill people because you tell them those crazy therapies work. No, they do work!
Not according to the CDC.
Well, the CDC is the least, they're right up there with the IRS in credibility right now. and that is a massive failure.
That may be an overstatement.
Of government.
But the medical community goes with what the CDC says, so all of a sudden now you're going against your doctor.
Well, it depends on your doctor. Get some advice. If you don't like your doctor's opinion, get a second opinion.
I just have a quick question.
Decide for yourself, people. Take your critical thinking skills that are so lost. Bring them back. And decide what you're going to do. But do me this favor. Remember in that process a very simple fact. You are going to die. All of us are going to die. If you are afraid to die...
Give me Irene Cara. I'm going to live forever. Yeah.
If you have fear guiding your decisions, if you're afraid to die, something else is wrong in your life. Because you are going to die. You don't know when, you don't know the hour, you don't know the day. That is a fact beyond dispute. Lose the fear. Bring some critical thinking to this.
Thank you.
And if you have the fear, something else is wrong. Something is missing. There's a bucket within you that isn't being filled. Work on that first.
What do you think the numbers are, the percentage are, of those of us that could care less about COVID, vaccines, masks, any of the talk, any of the data? I am seriously done talking about it, listening to any conversations about it. I know that I'm not alone, and I don't care. I want to get it, so I get the antibodies and get over it and move on. But then I still got to get vaccinated or whatever, or wear a mask.
I mean, we know this.
On my face.
We know this. At least 3 in 1,000 that get the vaccine have very serious consequences from it. Now, I could say the same thing about flying a plane or driving a car.
I just don't care.
You got to make a risk assessment.
Yep.
I think also I wouldn't wish to get it because some people end up dying from it or in a very bad position. But way more people, like 99% plus, get it and recover from it, to your point.
Yeah.
So you got to do a risk-benefit analysis for yourself. No governor should be telling you, you better get that vaccine. No! Shut up!
Thank you.
Health freedom. Exactly. Health freedom. Tell me the numbers.
That.
I don't want press conferences. I don't want lectures. I don't want any of it. You know, I happen to be Catholic. I happen to be Catholic of the Catholic faith. We have a teaching that anything that comes between a man and a woman to create children is wrong. It's probably the least followed tenet of the Catholic Church, but if you actually think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Because it says God should decide whether or not you have a baby. There's natural family planning. There's other ways to do this. But the teaching of the church says from the beginning of time, nothing should be a barrier between a man and a woman, okay? But you know what? There's Catholics that don't follow that. There's other people that believe that's poppycock. Who talks about this in public? Who actually goes around and says, what do you use for contraception in your family? I mean, come on!
Right?
Nor should we! That is a very personal decision between a husband and a wife, right? I can say the same thing about premarital sex. Catholic Church teaches, no, it's wrong. You're giving of yourself to another human being before you are one man, one woman. It's wrong. Personal decision. I'd guess a large percentage of this audience didn't follow that. And if they weren't Catholic, their religion didn't teach that. But my point is this. That is a personal thing. And somehow we've lost all that. Somehow when you say, no, guess what? I had a neighbor. They had one lobe of 5 working in their lung. They got COVID. They should have been dead. They aren't. They're living right now. Oh, I was on a ventilator. I got off a ventilator because I used the therapy that gave me the antibodies. Oh, shut them up because you must get the poke. That's crazy talk. And I'm with you, Kevin. I'm done with it. I'm totally done with it. We're not taking press conferences live to scare the crap out of you and put more fear in you. There ought not be a government press conference. There ought to be a once a day, give me the facts, ma'am, data, and let me decide for myself.
And I should make a correction. I don't want it. I don't want to get it. I mean, if I get it, I get it. Again, I'm going back to what Scotty said. That's God's decision. If God takes me out with COVID or a texting semi-driver or cancer or heart disease or a brain aneurysm, that's God's decision, not mine. He writes the end of the book. We don't get to dictate that.
And if you are living your life in fear, something else is wrong. And these people that run around and silence other opinions and shame you into masking, shame you into vaccine, they have an issue they need to deal with. Period. End of statement. And we're not going to silence dissenting voices here. Dr. Scott Jensen, full hour tomorrow from the Minnesota State Fair, by the way. That's also woke. Tomorrow on this very topic. And by the way, Friday, America's freedom governor, who stands up for health freedom, the governor, Kristi Noem. So all these voices get heard here. Jose Jose and Minot, you're next. No
more. Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, and Worthing, South Dakota, and Baker, Montana. Featuring reputable and well-maintained farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, skid steers, loaders, vehicles, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are always available at Piper's.com.
America at war. Riders in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Puckbush, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I get my Silverado back on Friday, and I am just so jacked. I am a lifer. As long as the good Lord has me on this earth, I am driving a Chevy truck, folks. And I happen to have the Trail Boss. If you'd like us to come to your farm or ranch, send me a note. Just say you're invited. That's all you got to do. Your farm or ranch. We'll bring the lunch. We'll come out. We'll hear your ups and your downs of this crazy time in which drought has been so devastating, and we'll bring you a Trail Boss to take a little spin. 2020 Silverado. I'll throw you the keys. You can take it out and really make it sing. By the way, our friends at Pucklich, they're the best at pre-owned vehicles. One owner, always. Well, not always, but I mean like 90% of the time. Here's a Chevy Cruze. This one's a 2013 Chevy Cruze. It's perfect for the new driver in the family, you know, the student headed to college, a commuter.
Yeah, great car.
It has that Ecotec 1.4 liter turbocharged four cylinder. It means it's close to 40 miles per gallon. 40 miles per gallon on this thing. Exterior red in color, black cloth interior, super crew cab, seats the entire family comfortably. The 2013 had the top safety pick of the IIHS with it, which is a big deal. Great features like backup camera, keyless entry, technology package. This is what Pucklish does. They specialize in single-owner vehicles. This thing was $13,995. You buy it today for $12,500 if you told them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind.
Nice.
I kid you not. I kid you not. 54,000 miles, safety, $12,500, and 40 miles per gallon. What's not to love? Pucklish. North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you. Yesterday was awesome. National Guard Readiness Center, incredible achievement, groundbreaking on new infrastructure for our 119th to fight the war on terror. It's happening here and now, and I heard something yesterday, I couldn't believe it. Talked to Senator Kevin Cramer about this. This project was allocated. The money they authorized for it was $32 million. It came in under budget and on time, and they got everything they wanted. Listen to Kevin on that. Senator Kevin Cramer from yesterday at the awesome ribbon cutting for this. Not the music. Kevin.
I'm not sure it's ever happened, Scott, in my lifetime. I mean, honestly, so we authorized and appropriated $32 million for this facility, and it cost $29 million. And not only that, but they got everything they wanted. In other words, every little change and whatnot they got, and it is a world-class facility. They have a war room in there that will rival anything you'd find on any major base in this country, really. So, yeah, it never happens, and some, you know, I almost think it must be a mistake. It's so unusual.
Isn't that something? That's North Dakota for you. And by the way, whether it's COVID, whether it's drought relief, whether it is fighting back against the insane agenda of the Biden administration trying to shut down energy, we got to find the North Dakota way in this, folks. We got to be different. We got to be a beacon of freedom. We got to stand up on all of these fronts, us as North Dakotans. Jose Minot, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Scott? Thanks for being the voice of reason on the radio. I really appreciate you.
Well, appreciate you listening. Thank you.
So I missed the governor, but no big deal. You know, you interview a lot of our elected officials. It's just a thought that, you know, maybe you can pass on if you see fit. I've got every vaccine under the roof, and I'll be honest, with the exception of COVID just yet. So I'm definitely not an anti-vaxxer, but I just feel that it's definitely my responsibility to get smart, like you talked about it. But I feel like if the government, any level of government, were to be open and honest about the side effects of this vaccine, you talked about it earlier, 3 in 1,000, myocarditis, pericarditis, things that can be the same or worse as COVID. In some cases, you know, higher chance, lower chance, I don't know. But, you know, the VAR system,
I don't know what it stands for, but I know what you're talking about. Going. Yep. The VARS exactly. Numbers, are, we can all see them. Yep.
Yeah. But it's also backed up. So we don't know if the numbers are accurate or not. So my thought would be to elected officials is if they kind of help start the conversation, I think people will be more willing to have it with their doctors, and all these people might get, like me, would be more likely to not be, not against the vaccine, but still hesitant, just because they would tell me, look, this is the group of people that are most likely to get this. If they've had this thing before, if, you know, hey, did you have COVID? I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't have any symptoms. Oh, hey, let's get an antibody check. Oh, your antibodies are high. Come back next month. It'd be a better time to get it. That way you don't get an adverse response of more antibodies on top of antibodies. But everyone seems to say, get it. Well,
right.
So, without beating a dead horse here, if those things were discussed more openly, and we could honestly have an open and honest discussion about what the vaccine is good for, what it's not good for, then I think we would figure it out. And I think if we can encourage more of our elected officials to go that direction, then we can have an open and honest conversation within ourselves, within this country, and with our medical providers, and be able to do the right thing. So those are
amen,
my thoughts.
Amen, amen, amen. Couldn't have said it better, Jose. You're exactly right. And we can't because, again, safism has taken over. Look it up. Safism. Yeah. Oh, the government's going to keep you safe. Oh, wait a minute. Come on. That's not called life. Obviously, common sense plays in here, but you're exactly right, Jose. Well said. Call again. Alan, Billings County. Not much time left, but go. Take it. It's yours. Turn your radio down, though, Alan. Turn that radio down. Turn that radio down. Hi, Alan.
I just want to give you an update. Yeah, thank you for everything you're doing, too, Scott. I'm listening to the governor a little bit about the cattle deal. Right now, the feed of cows costs twice as much as last year, $400 to $500. So we're hoping that if Kramer and Holman could put together like another $100 package per head to help out. The positive part is cattle have gone up about $80 a head from last.
Hang on a second, Alan. I want to get more of this detailed. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities. They have an ABC Seamless where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20 an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.